So you want to write a book in the young adult genre. Today we're going to talk about another element of voice, which is your life experience. When you're thinking like a writer, everyone you ever meet, every place you ever go, and everything you ever do can help you be a better writer. For example, with characters. No matter how fascinating I may be, and of course I am tremendously fascinating, if every character I write about is just another rendition of me, it's just not going to have what's needed for a book. You need characters who are different from yourself, and in order to write about those characters convincingly, this requires making observations of people. So if you are thinking like a writer, then when you come across an interesting character or a difficult person or someone you admire or someone you wish you could get away from forever, your response will be the same. You will take notes. You will think about that person and what is motivating him or her. You'll record your observations, hopefully in writing, but if not, somewhere within your mind. And then you'll have this bank of character traits that you can draw on in order to write characters in your fiction. Another aspect of your life experience that you can bring to your writing is setting, every place that you've ever been. For example, when I first came to Colorado, I rode my bicycle from Oregon, from the western side of the Cascade Mountains. That bike ride made me encounter closely many different types of terrain, mountains, valleys, wooded areas, desert. And I have been to the ocean many times. I've climbed mountains. All of these things allow me to put setting details into my books that have a ring of truth because I've actually been there. Every time you can add a detail to your writing that invokes a place, it's going to be helpful to your story. So wherever you go, whether it's cities or country, beaches or mountaintops, you'll bring your inner writer along with you to take notes on the terrain, what it's like, how it feels, all the different senses that are involved, what does it look like, how does it sound, what are the tastes, sensations, scents. So another element of life experience that you'll bring to your writing is everything that you have ever done. We all have interests that prompt us to learn and do other activities besides writing. So whether that's cooking or playing an instrument or gardening or climbing Mount Everest, any branch of knowledge that is something you can get involved with, it's going to provide you with background that lets you write about more things. And even if you're writing fantasy like I do, you can bring the details of your life experience into the fantasy to give it that ring of truth. Your interests will also move you towards the subgenre that you want to work with in writing, and that's something we'll talk about later. But anyway, whatever it is that you do, take notes on what it's like. If you play the piano, what's it like to place your hands on those very smooth keys? What's it like to feel the pedal under your foot and look at the notes in front of you? If you're cooking a meal, what's it like to listen to the sizzling of the oil as the eggs hit the pan? That sort of thing. Basically, you're looking for details. No matter if you are observing characters, places, or activities, you're keeping an inventory of what those details are. So your assignment for this week is to take that inventory If you already have notebooks full of observations, great, go through them, add to them. If you don't, get started. Think about a very interesting character that you've met and take notes on that character. Try to describe him or her in a way that someone else could see and experience. It doesn't matter if you loved them or you wanted to get away. They're equally important when it comes to writing. And what have you done? What are your activities? How do you fill your days? What interests you? And what are the details of that? All right. Talk to you next time. I'm Victoria Hanley, author of Wild Ink, Success Secrets to Writing and Publishing in the Young Adult Market, published by Proofrock Press.